never be in the abyss of the oblivious. You always know.
Is the Italian mafia separate from the economy, or are they linked in, and there is no such thing as Italian mafia per se, because everybody's linked into whatever profits they're making, because they're part of our global economy that is typing?
No. They just say, family is all important, we're going to take care of family, we're going to take care of those we call our own, and we're going to keep good company. And anyone that comes against us violates our rules and regulation that family is most important, and we'll whoop the man that says it isn't so. We'll be the standard by which all others are judged in our dichotomy of duality, and then they'll start having little phraseology like, trouble me no more, to your own peril.
Right, so that they, because they do not worry about the government, do not depend on the government, took responsibility for their creation, for their family... Yeah. They are doing well.
They are.
So we should, Coppola, maybe, probably didn't think of it, maybe that the Godfather series is a celebration of a correct attitude to live in the physical.
You mean Capone?
No, the director Coppola.
Coppola. Yeah. That's a meme, and they made a movie, and it caught on, and then people got into that process, and the next thing you know, you invented one.
Yeah, and then people like John Gotti, we lived in New York City, he was very popular among the local people.
Of course.
Now, those people, though, should not have put too much energy into being appreciative of him, because they should be acquiring their own mafia or their own power.
Well, they call them posses now, Bob.
Oh, okay. The posse is the people who back up the local mafia godfather?
Well, yes, that's your own gang mentality.
Right.
So
the gangbangers, or, you know, the sure. In the hood, those gangs are on the...
Sure.
Well, Ion doesn't care, but Ion has no problem with the strategy they're developing.
Well, even if we did care, it wouldn't make any difference. So, you see, we're just answering the questions, because... You marvelous creators, you'll wax and wane it right into reality.
But that's a group mentality. That's not an individual person's path to joy. They're allowing creation by default.
That's correct. And even then, so is the pea pod, and many have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the so-called peace loving or legal citizens are doing mob behavior too.
Oh, well, yeah, legal citizens. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Well, I mean law-abiding citizens. They're not shooting.
Well, how can you be law-abiding when every 5 minutes they change the law about the law? You can't be law-abiding. They'll make a law saying you have to do this and this. Well, this and this can't be done at the same time. So either way, you're breaking the law.
Yeah, now James points out in his show that the credit companies, there's no basis for what they do, but they just... plunge on ahead and bug people and claim that they're justified in getting your payment back. Right, James?
Wow, isn't that interesting? They must have developed this concept of a relax and allow. And we're going to hound you until you yield. And we're going to put it on a piece of paper, and we're going to call it Equifax or TransUnion or Hyperion. We're going to put you on the list. We're going to give you a score. We're going to let you know how you're doing. Now, it won't be really relevant to anything about you, about how much you owe and how much you have and how much is coming, how much is left, and how you did with what you didn't have that you couldn't do because you couldn't do what you didn't have because the contract that you signed to do was an impossible thing to conform to. So we're going to let you, we'll let you play in our world, and all of our credit world will be based on how we see you on our piece of paper. Regardless if it's true or not, regardless if it's right or not, regardless if they're in situations or not, it really doesn't matter. But if you come in and say, you know what, I'm good, thank you, I don't want a file, I don't want an in file. And there's been quite a new world rising where people are locking their scores, they're closing their divestiture of being judged by an in file.
And that's the Tea Party is an expression of that, and that'll be influential this year.
Indeed, because they won't be asking, and you won't have to look at my score because I locked my score, and I'm going to take me out of that conversation. And then all of a sudden, you won't be judged by them any longer.
Right. I'd like to go back, Ion, to statement you made, you can have one hangnail, so you stop the presses and deal with what's happening to find it, the fastest path to your joy, something like that. Can you take the situation of someone having, say, a bad back pain, lower back pain?
They don't get that all at once. If they had dealt with it when it was a hangnail, it wouldn't have been bad back pain.
So this
wouldn't have gotten to that place.
The stress caused by the hangnail reverberates into the other muscles and expands
it was,
place to a back
It was
pain.
An example. It was an analogy.
Well, it's a great one because it's a great one because where does all right now since you got there, it's a perfect the first dorsal. Do you know the first dorsal? Yes.
Under the skull.
That's right. The first dorsal. Your fingernail. The pain that you feel runs into a neurotic. It is quite neurotic. Into a neuron, a pass, a nerve ending in your finger. You have more in your finger than you have most places. That's why it hurts when you get a paper cut. And you get a paper cut somewhere else, it's not as offensive. Folks that check their sugar diabetes find that to be the case, too. It hurts more in the finger. All those nerve endings go through where? The first dorsal. So that's where it starts, and it runs all the way through. Otherwise, you'd have a hangnail, and you wouldn't notice.
Cool. That's very interesting.
That's very, very good. Very good. That synchronicity in conversation that allowed the human creators to embrace this whole topical information that we were trying to share and play and play. And please, everyone, please know that the point of this whole thing is to ease off the gas a little bit. Enjoy your now. Stop trying to get it done because we promise you the dishes will never be done, the laundry will never be done, the lawn will never be perfect. Don't worry about it. Enjoy this creation that you create rather than fussing and complaining and pushing against everything. You get it halfway created, then you give it up.
Okay, but I want more.
On the dorsal?
On this back pain. I want kind of a description of if someone has, and I don't want to say hangnail, let's say if someone has a little bit of muscle spasm in their back and it will go on to something else, well, what does a person do when it is just a small back muscle spasm?
Good. Then identify it. Mm-hmm. Identify it. And then have pain. Okay? They notice pain. Spasm, little thing, a catch in your back, a kink, a crick in the neck, you see? Those simple dynamics. Now, some would run to the chiropractor, and if that's the fastest path to your joy, hurry, because they leave at 5, so you got to hurry and get there, okay? But if not, then what happens is you come back simply into a place where you identify, and then you go, this is interesting. Body of mine, meat sack of mine, that weird smelly things come out of and that I eat weird things and I do things with. Body of mine, you're giving me an indicator. There's something in you're trying to tell the labyrinth of my mind that's going on in my meat sack body. I don't really know and I don't really care. However, I will give you pain, the subjugation of pain being known in my body as undivided attention to figure out what it is about this thing. What is it I'm thinking about you, body of mine, that's causing me, in my non-physical relation with the labyrinth of my mind, discomfort or uncomfortableness or pain? And you focus on it. And when you focus on it, the non-physical says, pain? What pain? Pain. Do we need more pain? Are they asking for pain? No. They're giving it their undivided attention. And they're saying, pain in my body? What is it I'm thinking about you that's causing me discomfort? And then you can relax and focus on what the pain is, not the pain itself, but what is the pain? And sometimes, many times, people that have these acute pains, the fibromyalgias and all those other things, they learn how to displace the pain, and when the pain goes away, they no longer have fibromyalgia. You see, you can focus on what the individual thing is, hangnail, bad haircut, a rancid liposuction session, anything, focus on it and allow your body to express itself that something is out of whack, okay? not because you're feeling pain, you see. And then what happens is, non-physical then corrects, adjusts, you relax, allow, and when you relax, then there's no longer a spasm. Isn't that by definition? You can't relax through a spasm. Well, yes, you can. But you can't be relaxed and cause a spasm, you see. But if you identify a spasm, then focus on it. Go through your mind. What is it going on in my meat sack body that's causing me to have this thought process that I hurt, that I'm experiencing the physical causality of pain? Okay, once you focus on that, then you get easy with the process and go, oh, I just stretched a muscle. Okay, I'll put a little heat, I'll put a little ice, I'll take a little glass of red wine. Oh, no, this week that's bad. Don't do that. Next week will be okay. If it happens next week, take a glass of red wine and everything will be okay. And then you rest and you allow your body to adjust, which it naturally, automatically does already anyway. If you can just hold back the chemotherapy until the body has a chance to respond to you, then what happens is you find that it eases and goes away. And then you remember in the future, when the occurrence comes along, oh, this is what happens when I hit the golf ball too hard or stretch something that I do or that I do. And then you understand in this process that your body can build through contrast a compression resistance to that activation of that place of pain. And that's pretty, very good. Then what happens is you have a little pain, give it attention, then relax and allow through the process, and then your body naturally corrects itself, which is what it does all the time anyway.
Very good. Good.
Very, very good. And that's how medicine works too, by the way.
dig it in.
Is James there? I think we got disconnected.
I wonder if we're on the radio at all.
Oh, check the email. Too bad, that was really good.
Well, we got it recorded.
Got it. You got it.
What is, did I get an email? No email. So
just hit the green button and go
hit
back.
Hit the king button, get Bill, and we'll just say goodbye. Call Bill.
Okay, gonna go back in.
Chief Radio.
Hey, Bill, we got disconnected?
Yeah, I've been sitting here waiting for you to dial back in, but James had to just fill for the last 6 minutes.
Oh, because I was doing this great talk in response to Carolyn on health and all that, and we didn't know. I started to notice that it seemed that there was no James responding, but we didn't know we were off.
Okay.
So, okay.
Work out some kind of a IM or something to where I could notify you when you drop like that.
Right.
Okay, so what do we do? You want an IM? What do you want for that?
An email or...
okay, yeah, Bill, an email would be purple, P-U-R, well, it's the one I send you from, P-U-R-P-L-E.
But you're not on. It's better just send it to me because I'm on my computer all the time. I'm at help@drcarolyndean.com.
If you could just shoot me an email with that.
Sure. Okay, good.
I'm going to get clear to get the next show on. We're out of time, but that would be good. Then I could shoot you an email when that happens.
Okay, good. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, so that's it. That's the end of the show. We'll call James privately.
Yeah, Bumper Out was playing when you dialed in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, Bill.
So we put the...
Is JW there?
No, now we're back to Ion.
Ion, are you there?
Yeah, looking for it.
Now, was Ion hearing us talk to Bill, or did you bring him back in?
I didn't bring him back in.
Sorry, we didn't. We got kicked off. We're done.
No. It about 6 minutes. Six minutes, seven minutes ago, we went dead, and so they couldn't tell. So James put on music, and so Bill is going to get Carolyn's email, so in the future he can flash an email quickly to Carolyn to say that we've dropped off. So that's too bad. That was a really good health
thing.
Well,
we'll do it next week. That's fine.
We'll redo that health thing because that was...
Do you know why we got knocked off, Ion?
Yeah.
What happened?
Because we had time, and time was coming along, and it happened right when we said go to the chiropractor at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in other words...
We got knocked off
anyways. We were pretty close to the end. I mean, it was coming up to 11:56 is when we get dropped off. Mm-hmm. So we got dropped off around then.
Yes.
But we just carried on listening to Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that we didn't see any reason to stop because you still had your empirical reference.
Right.
You'll put on your, it'll be on your blog before it's on their archive.
That's right. No, we
and we'll redo it next week, that great...
And we can just delete excerpt that. That was a pretty good rant, didn't you think?
Uh-huh, we can excerpt it, yeah.
But the thing is, we did get disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, James was going to end the show, and he would have said that, but we got disconnected right mm-hmm. around the time it was going to end anyways.
Mm-hmm. So we must have had time to put some more Vestal on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did that happen?
Well,
we'll find out.
Got synced up.
Well, we don't know because we don't get to hear much. The archive will show what they went out with. We'll find out. But so we did that to ourselves to illustrate time or something.
Tactility in time.
All right. So what I got to do is I got to stop the tape and
call
James
and
start the new one. Okay. Here we go. That was a good show, Ion.
Good.
Okay,
here. It went for us as well.
Yes. Let me just get this other one.